This is Minds Like Minds podcast, everybody. I am RL Melpica and super excited. Got a man, a old partner, you know what I'm saying? Known this dude for years.
Way back.
way back. Aziz in the house. What's up, man?
Man, I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Slump-elated, slump-erific, slump-tastic. Yep, you know, I'm in the mood right now, man. We got to get into it.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And as everybody jumps in, I want to let everyone know that pinned to the top is a link. We're going to be talking about the Slump Expo in Dallas. That's what we're talking about here. We're getting into it. We're going to break it all down. So click on that link. Make sure you, if you want to get more information or if you want to RSVP, that's where you do it. If you're listening at a later date, all this information is in the description as well. So, but man, I'm gonna hand it off to you, man. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about Slump Expo Dallas, man. What's going on?
Man, to be honest with you, the best way that I can get into it is to start before is, let's get incubation basically before the Slump, Expo, you know, and we'll talk about Slump. I want to get into Slump, but the Slump Expo itself was an idea that we initially had to do a reunion, because honestly, we hadn't been in the same room 16, 17 years. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Yeah, like everybody kind of went their own way and we became extremely fragmented and we had our own things going on. You know, my partner Massive, he moved to Atlanta. My man Payday just told me that Class lives in Louisiana. I didn't even know that. And, you know, it's like, I wanted everybody, and not me, but everybody, we were like, man, we got to get together, bro. We got to get together, man. So I went from us getting together to me saying, you know, Payday does real estate. Okay. So with Payday doing real estate, I was saying to myself, man, did you know, or I said to Payday, did you know that Swiss, he has his company Court Kings. And what they do is they do custom basketball courts and tennis courts and pinochle, whatever that thing that rich people play. That I don't
right,
know.
Right, right.
So, and he'll do custom courts. And I was like, man, y'all need to connect because you might have some properties, you know, that are on the market that the homeowner wants to get that touched up in order to sell.
Right.
So then I got to thinking, like, man, Starbucks, his daughter is out here killing the world with her music. And, you know, some of us don't really know what's going on with that. And I was like, man, we need to figure out how we can get together just to figure out what we're doing, what you're doing. And can I support your business and my company when I do shirts and sports uniform? Mm-hmm. I was like, man. And Paul, he's hooked up with me and I've done some basketball uniforms for him. And it's like, man, we just need to get together and catch up and let's just do a documentary. Let's get together, start telling our stories about Slump and let everybody just tell their own version. And then we kind of just mesh it together. So that's where it started.
Right.
And then, you know me, man, I've been hibernating for the past, I don't know, 12, 13 years, and I've been in a garden disguised as a gardener. So people thought I was dead. They went to the tomb thinking I was dead, but I was just in the garden disguised as a gardener. I transfigured myself into a regular person. Gotcha. So I've been walking this planet pretending to be regular for a while now. And regular is cool. You know, youth sports, you name it. I've done all of that. I've had track clubs, football organizations, ran a football league, clothing store. I've done a whole bunch of stuff. But this right here, this music thing is where my heart is. Now that I'm kind of up there in age a little bit, I'm not too old, but I'm up. I'm younger than Jay-Z. But now that I'm, you know, getting up there, one thing that I always wanted to do was make it to where the younger generation or those that came after me, they don't have to start from ground zero when they are wanting to get in the game. Right. And unfortunately, that's how it is. Like, nobody knows anything. They don't know who to call, where to get beats. Now you're starting to, with technology, they can record themselves and they can get Fruity Loops, because back in the day, there was no Fruity Loops. No, you had to go buy a $3,000 keyboard, you know what I'm saying? And you better hope that one keyboard did everything you needed.
Everything you need.
Right? You wasn't getting no more equipment. Like, that was it. And that was somebody's income tax that you're supposed to pay back.
Right.
So,
oh, man. That's so true, though.
The idea came in my head, and I was more or less like, hey, man, let's do something where it's, let's do a networking event that's, it doesn't have to be, everybody there doesn't have to be pitching music, like I'm a rapper or whatever. Some of us, well, the majority of us in the music game, we haven't gone platinum. Right. Yeah, we haven't gone wood or nickel, but we're popular within the, you know, in the music scene, and people know us, and we built this network within the music scene. But I have no idea that you had a trucking company. I had no idea, you know, Payday was doing real estate. I had no idea that my man Script was had his barber thing and he had his NFTs going. Mm-hmm. So my thing was, why don't we utilize our music network to increase our net worth? And instead of just saying and recognizing somebody as this, you know them from music, but if they have a business or something, then we can kind of patronize that. Right. That was a great idea. Had to slump it and take it a little further now. So now I decided to say, okay, let me go ahead and call on some favors with some people that I'm cool with. And I talked to the DOC, and him and I, we worked together like about 12 years ago, and he was down. DOC, I pitched the idea to him, and he was like, he thinks it's great. This is what the city needs. And Mr. Lee, I reached out to him, but he's married to one of my childhood friends from Hamilton Park.
Okay. So
that was kind of a segue, bam, right there. And he thought it was a great idea. He also just came out with a book. So he'll be talking about his book that has, I think, every contract that he's ever signed in it.
Wow.
So just showing people, like, you know, all the different deals and everything that he's done. And I also called my man IROC. He's from the West Coast, but he lives here now in the DFW area for the past, like, I don't know, 14 years or so. And he does strictly television and movie song placement.
Really? Okay. Yes,
that's what he does. How do I know? Because he got me placed in about 6 different movies and songs.
There you go.
And it's that simple. And so to a lot of people, these things are urban legends. Everybody knows that you can get a song in a movie or you can get a song on a television show, but nobody knows how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows. Everybody says, yeah, I'm going to get my, you don't know what you're doing. So I decided to bring something and bring individuals that add value. I'm also bringing in our legendary legends from this city, DJ Snake, for one, who taught me how to record, mix, and master stuff. I also picked up on his beat making and how he did it, and I studied. I was like a Padawan. So he's coming because, you know, there would be no real hip hop without DJ Snake. And this is something that people got to understand. They were young, but they were on KNON and they were doing the All Hardy Death Party. Some young guys who heard rap fell in love with it and brought it to the community radio station. And they had like the number one show in the 80s, straight up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. KRS, you name it, everything was played there because that's the only place you could hear it. You couldn't hear it on K104. You couldn't hear it anywhere else. That's the only place you could hear rap. So I've been blessed to work with a lot of people throughout the years that I looked up to as a kid. And now these are my peers. And he accepted. He was like, man, I'm down. Let's do it. This is great for the city. Also, my man, DJ Willie Fresh from Fresh Rock Productions. Look, I'm going back. I'm digging in the crates because the foundation and the wisdom is what we're trying to bring to everything. Yes. You know, a lot of people are like, man, if you ain't got no bag, you can't tell me nothing. But I may not be able to tell you what to do, but I can damn sure tell you what not to do. You know what I'm saying? So I can show you better than I can tell you. So from that point, I got that roster of individuals that were down to speak and to share, you know, some of their knowledge, but I wanted to enhance the event just a little bit more. So basically, I reached out to rappers, producers, DJs, graphic artists, vocalists, you name it, anybody that has, I mean, if you do fashion, anything that's tied to the music scene, you need to be there. Because at this point, after COVID, we've been quarantined to our home, you know what I'm saying? And yep. We're just at the house online, but we're not getting out, shaking hands, and just talking to people. And
all I was different like, dynamic, man.
Yeah. We got to do it, bro. And because if I get you in a room with people that need what you have, or they have what you need, you don't know who's in the room. My thing is, let's put something with something and make it fit. Once you're in the room, it's on you. You need to figure out who's who. Open your mouth, say, hey, I got a record label. You know, I'm looking for graphics. Or, man, the guy over there told me you the dude who played bass guitar on all of the funky hip-hop gangster stuff. Can mm-hmm. I get your number? These are the people that we're inviting. Because if we're going to elevate the game, we cannot do it quarantined on our islands. Like, we have to have some semblance of a network so we can, you know, you still got your own thing, but we got to be able to work together and utilize, you know, the skills and the gifts and the talent that DFW has. Because we have, and I'm going to say this, might be controversial, just had this conversation with DLC. We have set the tone. Dallas has set the tone for the nation when it comes to music. And here's what I mean. West Coast. You remember before DLC went out to the West Coast, mm-hmm. Dr. Dre was, he was just, him and Yella was DJing and all of that. But when DLC got out there, that's when the NWA popped off and that pen got good. He was writing for Dre.
A lot of people don't know that.
The whole West Coast sound. Dr. Dre, Easy, and all of those guys used to come to Dallas. And then there would be shows at Shamrock Skating Ring and stuff like that. And they would come down here. They down here all the time scooping up talent. They're just scooping it up and taking it to the West Coast. So a lot of those producers, a lot of rappers, you name it, they're from Dallas. Uptight. As a young lady, her name was Paradise. D-Light was one of the producers that was a part of Death Row when that jumped off. Miss Allen. Man, the list goes on. I'm Erotic. How can I forget Erotic? Erotic. All of these people are from Dallas, and they helped create the West Coast sound. Now, let's get to the East Coast for a second. Who jumped off the whole neo-soul thing that kicked the door open for your Jill Scotts and your NDIRE's and all of that?
Badu, that was Erykah right? Badu. That's Badu. Yeah.
She kicked that door in. And guess what? When they got a hold of our musicians here in the DFW area, mm-hmm. I mean, it was big pimping because they were snatching up all of our musicians to go out there and help them make hits. This has happened. It's been happening for a long time. So they snatch up our good artists because they're great. They're awesome. Our musicians are top notch. And then they take them elsewhere. And then they come home with Grammys, Modaku, Chinua, Ja Born, you name it, the Grits. All of these guys are Grammy winning, producing, platinum producers. But Dallas as a city never gets the credit. We don't get the credit. You know what I'm saying?
They really don't.
Yeah, that guy from Dallas, everybody comes here and they pillage, you know what I'm saying, Dallas, and they take our talent. And my man King Logan from Royal Court, mm-hmm. tell you right now, hottest producer, I've said it 1,000 times, he was killing Kanye back in the day, in my opinion.
You know? And, okay.
Yes, to, look, killing it. And I was so impressed by him, even though he used to have this 50 beat CD, but I was so impressed by him that I would send his stuff to everybody that I knew in the industry. You know, I've always been the dude that if I think you got it, I'm not going to be selfish and be like, no, I ain't going to let nobody hear his stuff. I'm sending it to every label, publishing, you name it, to try to get somebody on. And eventually he got on with Timberland's camp, you know, and he produced Omarion's Icebox.
Ooh,
and
yeah, that's Hogan.
He did a whole bunch of stuff, but that doesn't really fall back and give the glory to Dallas.
That's true, man. Because Badu's the first one that always comes to mind because she's really repped it and she continues to rep it. And obviously she's a mega star. But people don't know about DOC. People don't know the pen, man. You know, everyone thinks that Cube was writing everything. Nah, DOC was the one writing.
DOC was the one. when I was a kid, just a teenager, but when I was a kid, you used to get up every morning and Tom Joyner had an intro on his show and it was DOC rapping. Wow. And it was like, man, I hate to go to work. Man, I hate to go to work on every Sunday, jump into my Hyundai, exhale. Oh, well, that was DOC. We heard him every morning. Wow. And he got that. And, you know, back in the day, if you got an intro on any radio show, you made it in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you done. So he did that. And then again, Dre and him came down, scooped him up. That's when he was with Dr. Rock and them, and he left, did his own thing, got established out there. He helped build an empire with Dr. Dre. You know, it was two doctors that made that sound out there. You know what I'm saying?
Dr.
Dre made the beat. He made the beats. But DOC, the doc, he had the voice. Even when he lost his, but his pen was still great that he could mold it around anybody within the crew. So coming back full circle, that's what this is really all about for me. In order to get us where we need to be, we don't, again, have to be best friends, but we need to figure out how to utilize each other, be selfish enough to be great. That's all I ever ask people. Okay, you want to make it about you? Cool, no problem. We'll make it about you. But in order for you to be great, you're going to need to use that dude right there. He's going to need to be playing bass. She, that girl right there, she's going to have to sing that hook. I know your sister is in the choir at church. I'm not doubting, you know, whether or not she can sing that hymn 32. But for this song right here, we need Ndombi, or we need Joey Sabin, or we need Mahogany. Like, there are certain people, you know, that I can call, and when it's time to put the hook down, hey, man, say, boss, let me tell you something. Listen. Ain't no stopping it. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound like something. You think this came out of Hit City out of New York, but you have to be aware and have at least some level of A&R-ishness to you to know what really hits outside of your neighborhood.
Oh yeah.
So we gotta change our perspective. You know, when we view the world, a lot of us view it from our porch, you know, and they see the street. When I view the world, I'm sitting on the porch and I see the whole world. Mm. And I'm trying to get everybody to understand that we are what that is. We're just so divided that we block our blessings. Literally block our blessings. We are so territorial. You remember when the song by Hot Boy Star, that old Cliff, that's my hood. I'm from Hamilton Park. I'm from the north. Hamilton Park, 709 to the world blow up. We was in Hamilton Park. When that song came on, we all chanted. You understand?
Yep.
We all jamming. It didn't matter that we was from Hamilton Park and that they was talking about Oak Cliff. We all jamming. But today, you can't come out with a song talking about Oak Cliff and jam it in the north. It's not happening. So that is sad. And it's really sad because the original Oak Cliff song by Nemesis was written and performed by rappers from Hamilton Park. The original song.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Genesis came out with Oak Cliff. You know, because it's the Oak Cliff, only in Oak Cliff, and you'll never find another place like this. Bumblebee, MCIZ, Belafonte, Oberlin Drive, Hamilton Park, Texas.
Wow.
All day long, because it didn't matter. You know, it was about us coming together and representing the whole city. So coming back full circle again, I'm doing another 360. I'm going to burn out. This expo is designed to empower us, to utilize us in a way to help further some of us. Everybody's not going to make it.
Man,
can we understand that?
No doubt.
Everybody's not going to be a star, but somebody can get some royalties from singing that hook, you know, and establish a nice little group lane for themselves. The dude who do the graphics for that album cover, be it G-Code, or be it Butchie Boy, or my man Sederic at the Design Factory. I'm name dropping right now, as a matter of fact. It could be one of them, but now they start to get traffic to help their business while providing a service that helps the artists elevate their game where they don't look local. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? They look national. Even though we're here, the product represented is out of this world. So that was the premise for doing it. And then I found the Look Theater, which is an awesome place. And me and my son went to go see, what was that, Ant-Man, the day that mm-hmm. they did Ant-Man. It came out, took my son, he's 4, Nasir. And we walked in there on a Saturday at 1:00. I said, man, this spot is really nice. And then I said, it's a ghost town in here. Where's the manager? I need to see the manager. Where's the manager? Look, I got an idea. I want to do this. I want this. I need this theater. I need this whole area right here. Let's bring the people in. Let's have an experience and create an environment where people can leave with a wealth of knowledge and leave with connections and plugs to take their game to the next level. So, you know, I've been approached and I had to tell people that this is not a performance event.
Right.
This is an event for the $1 million record label or the new guy who just started, who just got Fruity Loops. We're going to have something there for you to elevate your game.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You need to find where you fit. Now, I can bring a water. What is it? Bring a horse to water, but I can't make
him
drink.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't make you drink, but I'm going to get you there. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If you look at the water and don't drink and die of thirst, that's between you and your thing. But for me, I know that I'm doing my job. And hopefully this will be a series of different expos and bringing in different people to enlighten everybody on certain subjects. And that next time we might do somebody from a publishing company that breaks down publishing. The next person might come and they might be from Akai who makes MPCs, and they're talking about their new machines and how they can elevate and how you can, you know, these are the things, these workshops online is what we're also going to present, where we're giving people what the tools that they need to be great. We're introducing them to the missing puzzle piece in their entire portrait. And that's what it's about. So nobody's up in, I don't plan on seeing nobody up in here throwing money in the air, because if you do, I'm picking it all up.
Right.
So if y'all thinking about doing that, let me know so I can pick it all up and do something with it, because we've been fronting and acting like we are what we're not. All I'm saying is, let's be what we pretend to be. Let's have let's make that money real. And basically pay it forward and give back to everybody, man. And that's what the expo is really all about, man. I'm excited about it, man. My crew, man, you know, I did an interview on another platform and I didn't really think anybody gave a damn about what I had to say. You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I really wasn't on nothing. Every now and then, you might, if you're a friend of mine, you could go to my page on Facebook or something, and you know I get, you know, I can set it off in a minute.
I've seen it.
Yes, I can go off and have a thread, you know, as long as 6:35. The reality is I didn't think nobody wanted to hear it. Come to find out, I'm a pretty good storyteller. And people,
you know, got a lot of stories too.
I got it, man, because this is real content. We're not sitting down with one of those white eraser boards trying to what to do. Brother, we actually did things that are unbelievable, you know. And in that interview, I didn't get to touch on a lot, but just the imagination and being around people that felt like nothing was impossible, you know, and it really took my man Massive to believe in what I was saying to even start Slump, because he was a super duper underground MC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Straight up. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It'd be, you know, graphic tactics, backflips, with backflips, actress off the mattress. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just bars.
Ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
And, I basically kind of asked him, I was like, man, let's do this. And we were so cool that he was like, man, let's do it. And I knew it wasn't that hard of a sale, but he had a reputation of being like an underground lyrical king to a certain degree when it comes to the freestyle. And I know what I was kind of bringing wasn't that, but when he grabbed it, you know, it was, and then at that point we just began to sell it to everybody that we knew. It became a viral thing within our friends, and then next thing you know, it blew up. And from Slump, I've made, you know, friends and who I consider family, you know, and it's just really a good look. And we love the city, we love Dallas, you know, and we just really want somebody to get the notoriety that we all deserve. I just want somebody to get it. We don't have a rap a lot. We don't have a Death Row, Ruthless Records, a LaFace. We don't have any of that here. And because we don't, it stifles our ability to truly blow up. Because even though rap a lot's in Houston, it is Houston, but there's so many small labels in there that had the opportunity to get major deals and blow up because Rap-A-Lot was there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It created that vacuum where it's like, because you're here, we may not get your guys, we're going to get all these guys, and you got the Slim Thugs and everybody. They're not on Rap-A-Lot. You know, UGK initially wasn't on Rap-A-Lot. They were on Big Time Records before they went to Jive. Mm-hmm. And it's those possibilities that we lack here. Simply because Dallas is a hating ass city. So
I was just about to ask you why? And I guess you put it in a nutshell.
it's a hating ass city just because. Well, it goes back before music, before all of that, and I'll say it real quick and not to get too. Historical, because Black History Month was last month and 28 days is up. But Dallas was at one point the headquarters for the KKK in the whole nation. So the Dallas Black person didn't buck no systems. They did what they were supposed to. You know, and they bombed our homes. They did all kind of stuff. I told this story last time, but, you know, MLK came to Dallas one time. White folks had Black folks so shook, they wouldn't even pick him up from the airport.
Damn.
Left him hanging. You understand what I'm saying? That's why when I see people be talking about MLK Day, I was like, not your grandmama and them. They did that MLK Day.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? They left him hanging. They's like, he's a troublemaker. You know what I'm saying? He's a rebel rouser. Even though he fought for us, mm-hmm. they didn't give him the props that he deserved, and they basically left him hanging. And that's a scar that they wish would go away, but it won't, because I'm not going to let it go. No, I'm not let you have that. But it's from that mentality of it's that mentality that has us where we are. You know, in other words, where you are, that's good enough. You good. Don't try to ruffle no more feathers than that. You know what I'm saying?
Just be content. Yeah.
Sit down. Sit down. You're getting too loud. It's we come from that. And then when we see somebody on the way up, we want to tell them, you need to sit down a little bit. You know, I see you got your thing going on, and that's good. That's good, but you're doing too much now. You know, we put too much energy into that. And for the most part, we just developed a, I got mine, you get yours. It was never a, I got mine, let me make sure you get yours. It was never that. It was just, look at me. Hey, Dallas is a look at me city. Look at me.
That's
hey,
interesting.
Diamonds, chain. That's who and what we are. And until we get out of that, you know, people can only look at you so long before they get envious and their eyes turn green. So again, from a unification perspective, this is why I say we have to, I want to do this expo. Mm-hmm. I want to do a few different things to unify people. And I want to unify them through money. Because unifying and shaking hands, as soon as the hands come apart, that unification is dead. But if you come to me and I provide a service for you and it helps you and you paid me, there's nothing better than that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because now I don't care what you said about him. I used him. He played the bass on four of my songs. I paid him. You know, I had a hot hit on the radio. I made $100,000. He's not, I don't care what you say. That's my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Money moves everything. So before we get to kumbaya and hugging, I'm trying to show people how to work together to exchange the money. So if I got the money and I put it in your pocket, you take it out of your pocket and you put it in his pocket, and because he played bass, he take it out, he want to do an album, he put it in the graphics dude pocket, the graphics dude turns right back around and he puts it in my pocket. We're not giving our money away. We're keeping it in this circle right here. And, you know, we need to chill with all the Gucci and all of that stuff and stop breaking and stunting, and we need to get back to keeping the money right here in these circles, empowering each other so we all can blow up.
Oh yeah.
Atlanta hasn't been what it is forever.
No, I had to get there. It hasn't been
this music mecca forever.
Right. No, I had to get there.
Yeah, had to get there. So we need to get there. And we can't get there through talking. We got to be about that action.
Now look, I can speak from... an ex musical artist, you know, trying to make it, you know what I mean? And I know, and I actually have a few friends that are trying to get in the game, and I tagged them in this live, you know, hopefully they're watching or are going to watch, because like, there's some hot MCs out there. There's some hot groups, some hot singers, but they have no idea what to do. None. They have no idea what path to take. They have no idea how to collaborate. Everything, like, just based on the way, you know, especially with COVID, everything is online. How do I find this website so I could find someone to help me with this track instead of meeting face to face? And then to all those people you brought up, and while you're telling, you know, you're talking about all this stuff, two words come to mind. Number one, for you, legacy, man. Like, this is legacy type stuff.
All day.
You know what I mean?
All day.
Leaving legacies for, you know, something that's going to stand for a test of time. And libraries, man. Every person you mention that's going to be a part of this, that's a library of knowledge.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That is going to be there to share to anybody, you know, whether they're established or not established, anyone who's looking to honestly move forward. You go to this expo, you're going to make steps. You're going to take steps forward regardless.
Yeah, but regardless. And if you don't, then it's a short bus outside waiting for you. It's seriously wrong. You know what I'm saying?
If
you don't get what you need from it. And even if you're just from a spectator's perspective and you've never been in the room with a Mr. Lee or a DOC, And sometimes the in the real life, like, wow, like that's the doc right there. Yeah. And that motivation may be channeled or transferred into something going on in your life. You know, you just, you never know, but you know, it was a little thing that, you know, I see it on the internet all the time. And it's this white guy and he's standing next to this, again, little board with this graph. And he was like, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. So what I'm trying to tell people is the more you get involved, the more, you know, you evolve. So let's go ahead and bring those like minds that are like mine and bring those into the same rooms so we can build this. And it's a growing process. I understand that. I mean, I'm not stupid. You know what I'm saying? I understand that a lot of people, they want to just stay in their cubbyhole because their whole neighborhood told them they were dope. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm the king of Hamilton Park, why do I need to go anywhere else? What I'm telling you is if you've gerrymandered yourself into this cubbyhole, your money, your ceiling is extra low, bro. Mm-hmm. You need to expand yourself and broaden your horizons so you can think about money for your children and your grandchildren. But in order to do that, you got to come out of this single mindset. And that's, you know, those are my goals really out of this when it's all said and done. So when I look up on the 25th on a Saturday, and I'm smart because I'm older now. I did this in the middle of the day. This is from noon to four. I'm not going to be out here in the dark. I'm not playing with y'all like that. y'all think for real?
No, right.
We're not about to be out there like that, but we're doing it during the day. So you can go kick it at night. But, you know, I want to see my Swiss Stretch, Payday, Black, Classic, Can't Make It, Script, Paul, Jaws, BY, MD, Lil Phil. I know Starbucks can't make it. Massive is jumping on a plane. You know what I'm saying? So that's a reunification. We met up in Atlanta once, but the slump thing happened here. So the power is here. It's not, our power doesn't exist in Atlanta. It exists right here.
Right.
So with him coming and, you know, Mahogany, Savella, man, it's so many people. Trey Alize, I cannot forget my man Low Key from So Player TV, original. He helped us jump this thing off also. My man William Coleman, everybody who came to the house when the mic was in the closet and we just had, you understand what I'm saying? And we dropped all these mixed CDs. And, you know, hell, I want to see DSR in the building because at one point we had a rap beef, but long as it was just rap, people don't realize this. I was always cheering for DSR, even though we was lyrically beefing, you know, because I'm like, somebody got to make it. And they are the closest to making it in the city during that time. You understand what I'm saying? And what Lopez was doing was genius. You know, we sat back and was like, man, that's genius. You know, we felt like we could rap better, but they had the machine and the finances and everything. So I'm not sure exactly what happened with all that, but whenever Southside the Realest come on, I get up and dance. You know what I'm saying? All day long, baby. And when Big Tuck song come on, that is what it is. Right. So, you know, we just, I'll continue to support the city and in any way that I can, but this right here is a major step. And again, it comes from a bunch of conversations that I've had with people, and we're just trying to figure it out, like, what aren't we doing right? But it's not what we think in our brains, it's what we do in a collective, and we ask these same questions. Because we got to be honest, not with with ourselves, but with everyone else. And people got to be okay to criticism and understand that we're the only group of people, and right now I'm talking race, so this is Black. We're the only group of people that when something happens, that we don't like, so we're in a rap group or we're signed to a rap label or something, and we don't like it, or we don't think that we've been done fairly, we say, man, fuck it, I'm leaving, man. We ain't cool no more. I'm breaking. I'm leaving the group. So you got mad because you only made $100. So you left the group to make no dollars.
To make no dollars. Yep.
To make nothing. People say, man, my deal, man, they gave me a screwed up deal, man. They screwed me in my deal, man. That deal was a screwed deal. Did you sign that piece of paper? Did you read it?
Did you? Yeah, that's the kicker.
Because right there, it said everything that happened is going to happen.
Yep.
So it wasn't a screwed up deal until you realized that you didn't do your work. I.e., this is why we're doing the expo.
Yep.
I want to have attorneys there. I want to have people, because people don't know where to go. A contract come up, you calling your Jim Adler. You calling the Texas game. What does that have to do, you know what I'm saying, with with music?
You said Jim
Adler. Absolutely nothing. Right. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody knows what to do. We want to be an epicenter and a focal point where people can say, I need this. Who can I call besides Ghostbusters? So if you need a lawyer, I can easily say Raymond Imbala. Call Raymond Imbala. You got a contract. Raymond will look it over. He's good in the entertainment field. You know, let me see who else we had. Ward White. Everybody knows that. That was Badu's attorney, you know, and he got all the scars and the wounds to show that he's been in the game. But you go to certain people for certain things. You need a track to sound this way. You need to go to my boy Redbone. He going to hook you up. Redbone going to have that heat. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know what I'm saying? You need something that sounds out of this world, like Timberland or somebody did it. You need to holler at my man King. You want some Kanye stuff, you know, and with a little bit of, you know, let me say Pharrell all in there. Cool. Call S1. S1 produced Power on Kanye's record right here in the city. Mm. You understand? Grammys, baby.
Yeah.
We got Grammys. We got
big business.
Box on the wall. These guys live here. They walk around disguised as regular people, and you're not a regular person. Stop. Stop regular, bro, because you're not. And the people need to know who you are so you can get the respect that you need, so you feel appreciated because of where you are. And then that would make these guys invest in the artists here. Because right now the paper is on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Yep.
So when it's time to get that check, hey, I love you guys, but I'm about to go get this check. Yep. And then we get caught up in the rigmarole of getting the check. No. Get their money, bring their money back here. Let's develop and cultivate the DFW area. That's what we need to do. I need to, Billy Bowles, where you at? I need Billy Bowles to come back. Terry Winfro, come on back. You know what I'm saying? We need these guys because they have the knowledge that's needed to not worry about getting a deal. Who cares? There's DistroKid. We can put out an album next week. Matter of fact, that song we did a long time ago, we need to put that out. I say that because content is content.
Right.
The world is content driven. People, listen, the stuff that I hear, I sit at home like, I did that in 1993. But guess what? Cares if nobody heard it.
True. That's true.
DOC told me one time, he was like, you hiding all the dope. All these people out here trying to get high and you hiding all the dope. You're hiding the dope. You need to Pablo Escobar this thing and Nino Brown, and you need to get this stuff out there. And that's what I tell people also. Oh man, I recorded that 10 years ago. Listen, I recorded a song that Picnic, producer Picnic, who is dope, produced. Joey Saban sang the hook. We did this 16 years ago.
Wow.
Been sitting on it. Listen, it's getting released next week.
Really? Okay.
Because okay. I sat on it and I played it for DJ Snake.
Okay.
And DJ Snake, who taught me how to mix, he asked me to be a part of the Beatsmiths, which is this conglomerate of producers making these beat albums. And I was like, you know what? I ain't doing shit. Let's go. Let's do it. So as we're moving towards that, I said, man, I know you heard about what I did. Have you ever heard anything I did? He was like, honestly, nah, but I know you dope, so it don't matter. I said, no, it does matter. Let me send you a couple of beats over and so you can hear it. I sent that over and he was like, so you, first of all, you're lying. You ain't do this. I said, yeah, we did that. He was like, bro, this is awesome. Can I put it out? I said, what? I said, absolutely, let's go. So the Beatsmiths is dropping and it's got a song on there that is undeniable. And now that I look back and I'm looking at my catalog and I call Massive and up in Atlanta and I was like, Mass, drop the Squad X, that Squad X CD, release it right now. I said, everybody from Squad X can argue about that $10 that it's going to make later. Right now, right. We need to release that. I'm calling my man. I'm trying to get a hold of Bumblebee on stuff we did. Release everything that you have because content is content. And so many times we say, oh, man, I did that a long time ago. That's old. To who?
Exactly. They never heard it before. Then how's it old?
Right? How is it old?
Yeah.
It's brand new to me. And it's this true. Is another mentality thing that we have here in Dallas is we'll do something. We'll never release it. We pay a bunch of money to go to the kitchen studios and all them different places. And then we never release anything. And I'm telling people, release everything. It barely costs you like $50.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing. You can today? Nothing to release platform. Anything. Yep.
Release everything. Flood the market like Master P did with No Limit. He had an album out every week at one time. That's how this city should be. We need to stop waiting to see what's hot in another market and do what we do and constantly release it. Another fact, and I think what's the dude who I don't know his name. He's like, it's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
I don't know.
Well, whatever that dude's name
is.
He said something that we've been knowing for years. He had an issue with Chief, and they had an issue at a show here, and he ended up cutting Chief's show short or something like that. And he came back and apologized, because Chief is dope, first of all. But he came back and apologized, and he said, you know why? Because Dallas is my number one market. I sell more music in Dallas than I do anywhere else. That's why all of the labels and the distribution companies are right here for the Southwest region. Everybody is here. We don't sell records, we buy records. I want to get into the move of actually selling records. Let us sell some records right here because we buy everybody's stuff. We just don't sell nothing.
And we don't, I don't know, maybe you can speak to this. I don't feel like we support our own. You know, like anytime somebody's on the precipice of getting there, it's like it is always a ceiling. It never takes it to that next step, man.
So let me say this. The reason we don't support our own is because we get buck wild, arrogant, ignorant. That's one of the main things. As soon as we get a little hot, now we too good for everybody. You understand? We too good for Dallas. We too good. It's insane. But if we could figure out how to rally and come together, I promise you, you know what I'm saying? I promise you that Dallas will rally behind. Dallas rallied behind Yella Beezy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all of this crazy stuff started happening behind the scenes, whether or not any of it is true, I don't know. You know, but then it was this beef here and this beef there. And I'm like, What can we do to get past that aspect of our music? Because if you're going to be a Dallas rapper and you rap a certain way, you're literally saying, I want to get shot. You understand what I'm saying? Like you're literally putting that energy out there and we have to be able to do something different. You know, I got grown kids at this particular point. I got a son playing football at Georgetown. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Daughter in North Texas, you know, one PV. My son, you know, he ran track. they got a microphone one time, man, and they was rapping. Man, I won't snatch and unplug all of that shit.
Oh, yeah. So
I was like, the last thing I want y'all to do is be Dallas rappers, because I'm going to have to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? I was like, no, I didn't want them to be a part of it because it wasn't safe. And that's unfortunate because, you know, I don't know where that could have taken them. But the reality is, you know, we have to reclaim what's ours, and we have to move forward and have a front and a collective that's stronger than anything disagreeable or negative. Yeah. So right now, the disagreeable, negative beef stuff, it's trendy. It's cool for blog shows and podcasts. It's cool to go back and forth, and it's real catchy, but it's destroying everything. But again, if we can unify and as a collective and start making the money, that we can unify in thought and spirit all day long. But if I'm hungry and you next to me with $1,000 in your pocket and I'm broke, I'm subject to rob you. So we need to figure out how our kumbaya is money-based.
Mm-hmm.
How we can exchange these dollars where that envy doesn't exist. We eliminate that aspect of it. And right. So again, this is what this is all about. Slump started out as underground lyrical stuff, and it still is. It's all of that. But you know, we as individuals, we evolve. I was telling Payday the other day, he had a picture up of us back in the day. We young, all our shirts are oversized. And we're on this picture, you know what I'm saying, with our big shirts on and stuff, like 3X. I don't know why our shirts so big back then. And then I was like, none of these guys exist anymore. This picture represents an echo in time. Mm. None of these guys exist. These guys are older, wiser, smarter, and they have something to lose. So when you're investing in something or you have something to lose, you tend to go about it and you're hands-on, but you're really careful and you're mindful of everyone else before you. So people say, man, you're doing this event. What do you get out of it? I can get something out of it if it works. So let me get mine on the back end. Mm-hmm. Right now, I need to make sure you get something out of it.
Yes.
You first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I need the money to go in your pocket first. Because if the money goes in your pocket first, then you build up, then I have an opportunity to do whatever it is that I want to do over here. You understand what I'm saying? But if nobody is winning, I'm always going to fail at what I'm doing over here because nobody is winning. It's crabs in a barrel. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? My thing is, let's knock the barrel over, bust it open, and so we can all just get out. And we're not worried about that anymore.
Right.
And that's what I want. I want somebody, a group of people, to become successful and be able to make a living and support their families off of their drive and love and appreciation for this art form. And then at that point, I have somebody to go to. I can provide a service to people with money. You can't provide a service to broke people.
No, you cannot.
It's impossible.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All they can do is screw you over or give you an IOU. And that does not feed anything or anyone. So let's just change.
It's not an equal energy exchange. Right?
No, it's not. There's no reciprocity there.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? None at all. So let's just change the game. And the onus is on us to do just that. You know, I'm from the hood. I'm from Hamilton Park. I've done everything stupid you can possibly think of. But that does not define who I am today. But it does define who I am today. Not in a disagreeable way, but in an important, positive way. And I've had the opportunity to work with some great people, and I want to give what was given to me. You understand what I'm saying? Like all that stuff that was given to me, all the opportunities, even with your mom, your mama, I was a kid from the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With a bunch of big ideas. And she was like, you know what? I believe in what he's saying. Let's do it. Let's go. And next thing you know, we have this and that. The store is popping. Mm-hmm. We got studio in the back, you know, turntable. It was crazy.
That was crazy.
19, 18 years old. You know, crazy. But it was a great time, man. And I want to be able to, again, pay that forward. Everybody that I worked with over time, you know, and be able to say, that time didn't go in vain. And that means from when I was with King Ashok, with Voovoodoo, and the Starving Artist, the original Starving Artist, mm-hmm. Starving Magazine, you know what I'm saying? Then I go from there, I go back to Hamilton Park with Bumblebee and the Blue Room Junkies with Najee X and J-Baby and everybody. Then from there, we hop and we go, I was working with D-Light and I learned so much in that experience. And then from there, I go to just managing and Squad X, and then Squad X goes to Slump, and then Slump Masters, Slumpville, and then now we're here. And this wealth of information, it's time, bro. It's time. So
Slump X, that out there.
Hey. Look, Dine In Theater in Dallas, man. It's going to be great. People need to get their tickets, slumpexpo.com. Yes. And, you know, first come, first serve on the seating, man. We got that whole theater. Yo, play around if you want to.
Right.
And be up in there standing like it's a hot day in church, fanning yourself because mm-hmm. you ain't got a seat. Look, I'm being honest with everybody. This is going to be a premier event. We're going to have a great time. We got vendor space for vendors. We want people to come and sell themselves and then also come with the intent on building relationships to further your career. Be selfish enough to be great. Be selfish enough to talk to somebody with some semblance of respect and respect what they do, pay what they are asking. They'll pay you. We'll put stuff out. We'll all support it. We win. It's a win, 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 win for everybody, man. And that's a slumpy way. That's how we do it. It ain't no Sloan dishy wooshy douchey. We are straight up talking about slump. And we're talking about slumptasticness. We're talking about Dallas and DFW and doing some great stuff. And after this, I might just go on a motivational tour, just being a motivational speaker for, for the movement and people trying to get in the game. Because it's not rocket science. And the world has made it so easy that it's become hard for a generation. Sometimes a hard way is the way that you protect yourself because you know what you're doing and you cross those burning sands to understand what's happening. They made it so easy that now it's difficult because you don't know what's happening until it's done. Truth. So let's kind of recreate this process, man. And
network to network, man. Look, the link is pinned right now if you're watching live, and also it is in the description to learn more on RSVP to the Slump Expo next Saturday at the Look-In Theater in Dallas, Texas, Saturday, March 25th, 12 to 4. One thing you said, man, like, I really think limits people, artists, because I know some artists as well that are still trying to get in, is that the whole fact that the whole game went in, you know, that you can literally produce, do everything at home and release it right from your computer. Like literally, right. I think that is great on one aspect, but also it limits people on another because they think they don't need any help. They think they can do everything they want right off their Mac or their PC, but it's not the case. You know, you got to network, you got to make those connections. And especially if you talk about making it in Dallas, you know, with all the wealth and knowledge that you're bringing to the forefront, utilize this as a resource, people. Listen, I'm telling you.
Well,
I wish they had this when I was trying to come up, man.
You better believe it. And you also have to realize that there are people that are dying to help somebody. They just don't, you know what I'm saying? They just, we don't know where we are. And again, somebody is dying to play the keys on your song because we know you only know two chords. But there's some dude out there and he probably played for the church also, but he's good on keys. Mm-hmm. You need to find out who that person is. You know, Pimp C told me that all day long when I used to be on the phone and we used to talk and we talked ASR10 and he was like, I used to bring a bass player in. And he said, I used to just with my mouth. I'd be like, ba-doom-doom. He's like, and then he pointed to the dude. And then that dude would play it. And he said, but if I kept trying to play it on the keyboard, it wouldn't have been that underground sound that we love. So you got to take steps and understand you can do it by yourself, but why?
That's the kicker. That's the kicker.
That's dumb. You got all these people over here, you know, deaf to radio, you know, my homegirl Inam, she manages some dope artists. These features, we got to stop paving our own roads. It's so many roads in Dallas that are paved. They're all just crossing in front of each other and everything. When there's one road that we need to just lay down and then say, hey man, this is my exit. This is where I get on right here. Oh, yeah. I'm a little bit further than you, so I'm gonna take an exit, you know, exit 29. That is how we should be. Oh, you just now getting on, you need to stay on the service road, and then right up the service road, you need to get to where you need to before you get on the highway. Because it's a guy over there who make beats, and you getting beats off of YouTube. You know what I'm saying? You need to chill. I understand you.
I've been there.
Stop getting beats off of YouTube, because you can't do nothing with them.
Can't do nothing with
them. How many times have we heard somebody and they're like, man, I got this hot song and it is dope. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that beat is killing something, man. Who produced that? They'd be like, I don't know. I got it on YouTube. I said, man, don't play that song for me no more.
Exactly.
And you can't do nothing with it. So don't play me that song anymore, because my eyes got big thinking that you about to take off.
Right.
But in actuality, you can't even get this thing off the ground. Mm. So, and you don't have to
limit
that.
Yourself right from the jump.
Yeah, there are too many people in the city that are doing heat. You know what I'm saying? Man, shout out to my man Picasso, Jalo, Peanut. You know, I can't forget certain people, because without them, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today, sure. Man. I just have to make sure that I don't, you know, forget certain people. But that's what's up, man. It's a slump expo. I mean, if you took the opportunity to listen and watch this last hour of me running my mouth, you should know what's going to happen on the 25th, because I feel like I'm bringing greatness. These are dudes that, you know, that when they come in the room, I sit down and shut up, because I understand what they offer the game. And we're trying to give the game away. You know what I'm saying? It's like Oprah Winfrey, you get some game and you get some, you take some game. We're trying to give the game to everybody. Expand your mind. Grow, you know what I'm saying? And then once you do that, you'll find yourself in a position where there are 360 degrees of doorways that you can walk through instead of the one or two that you pigeonhole yourself into. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You got to be able to expand that and be selfish enough to be great. And that means utilizing your peers and respecting what other people do so they can respect what you do. And then you have a movement where there, even if there are haters, you're insulated by movement. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the running back with the ball, but everybody's blocking around him. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't get touched. And if he might just make a first down, third down, that next song might get another first down. He might fumble on one song. You know, right. 15-yard penalty, go back. But his team is there to say, hey, man, we going deep on this one. We throw, we score a touchdown. It's a win-win. It's an analogy that basically says, look, we come to win. We got to win. And in order to win, it's like Lotto. You got to be in it to win it. You got to be there, man. I'm telling people, be there. Come with it. If you make beats, you need to come with some device where somebody can listen to it. You can have one of them the pills, whatever that thing is, that
little beat pill. Yeah.
Come with that in your pocket. Something. Play it, man. Check me out real quick. I got this. Or, you know what I'm saying? Check me out. I do these hooks. I did this right here. You know what I'm saying? If you need anything, this is what that is. I think somebody at my door. But and I ain't getting up. So they go, hey. I don't know what to tell them. But yeah, man, that's what the movement is about. You know, I'm team oriented. You know, I love my team. I love my crew. I know when I start doing something like this and I get this in my brain as far as what I want to do, I'm off to the races. I'm not really, you know, people be like, man, it's like you just, you know, Master told me, man, it's like you just running off. You do. I said, man, this is what I do, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I do. So when I start running with it, It's just like Forrest Gump. You know, he started running, but when I look back, I need to see the crew right there. Right, you know there. What I'm saying?
Yeah,
so when
sure.
he jumps off, whatever it is that you thought about doing and whatever it is that you wanted to do, now we can do that because we have the platform and the movement to do it. You know what I'm saying? It has to start somewhere. So that's what I'm doing. I want it to start somewhere so we can all eat. Everybody can eat, but we got to start somewhere. And in order to do it, wherever it starts, it can't be about those who started it. It's about those who attended it.
Mm.
Those who attended eat first. Let them eat. Let them do their thing. We're here to facilitate. We got plates, plastic forks, and macaroni and cheese. Come on, let's eat. You know what I'm saying? And in the meantime, we in the back looking like, damn, there's still some mac and cheese left.
A little bit left, yeah.
Let me go get me a score.
Give me a plate.
That's the game right there, man. That's the game. So, Mr. Lee, again, new book out. They got all the contracts in it.
Yeah. Let's go over the schedule real quick because I'm looking at the schedule.
You're looking at the schedule.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
so you got
it.
So
fact, I'm pulling it up too. Hold on a second.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Hold on a second. Let me see something right quick.
Slump Expo Dallas.
Slump Expo Dallas, man. It's a good look, man.
Hell yeah.
Next time something controversial come up, hit me too, man, because you know I can talk a whole hour.
Oh, you know, hey, this is the beginning of something, man, because yes, I like what you're doing. And, you know, it's right in line with some things I'm trying to do, too, man. So this is beautiful.
Cool.
And so I know when the real topics come up, I know who to go to, man.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Mile a minute. You know, I'm going to tell it. You know, I'm going to tell it, bro. I'm going to, you know, I got something to say. So we got Sherwin Charles. You know, that's IROC. And if you go to the event page and look under the discussions, I basically, you know, kind of describe everything about each individual.
Mm-hmm.
He has over 100 song placements in movies and nice. Television shows. So he's there to give the game to everybody else. And if you want to do that, he's going to explain how to do it. And you can holler at him and he can put you on. Like, he got all the Tyler Perry, all the movies that he, Dr. Dolittle, Mall Cop, Grown Ups, Waterboy, you name it. Yes, I didn't know he did that. Damn. Okay. So that's IROC. He comes on. What time I got him on?
1:30. Let's see here. You got him on 1:15.
1:15. So he's right out the gate. So come with your pen and pad. We might even get some pens and pads to make them available for everybody. And then after that, what I got?
Got DJ Snake, 1:45.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. DJ Snake, I don't know what he's going to say, but just get ready. And I say that because the wealth of information is endless. And he is determined right now at this phase of the game to blow the city up.
Mm.
And it's, you know, it's a long time coming, but when we make mistakes over life and we learn based off of opportunities, because again, we don't have a set platform on how things are done. So he was one of the first individuals in the city to have to figure it out through trial and error. You know what I'm saying? You're working with major labels. They were on Priority. They were doing, was it Priority? I think so. So they were, figuring all of it, it wasn't Priority. I'm gonna remember what it is, but just figuring that out, you know, over his lifetime. Now he has this wealth of information on how to do things correctly. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody got to run out there and get shot first. You know what I'm saying? They always do that in the war. They'd be like, you, it's your turn. You better run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So once that person, you know, runs out there, now we know where the shooters are. And he was the first person to run out there fearless, literally, and set the tone for rap in the city.
Right.
So definitely looking forward to hearing him. Who we got next?
Mr. Lee, 2:00.
I already said it. Don't make me say it again. This dude right here, let me see. I'm just going to keep it brief. Scarface is my homies. Tupac, Still I Rise, Paul Walls, The People Champ. Mm. I mean, it just keeps going on and on, bro. He did all of that, man. The Loonies.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's a hit maker. He's a super producing hit maker businessman. And
that's big time stuff.
Put out this book with all these contracts in it and basically give him the game. He wanted, and that's the name of the book, basically, give him the game.
Think of how many well-known artists got screwed over by deals they didn't understand.
That they didn't understand.
360 deals, all that stuff.
His book is called Give Him the Biz. Let me get that. And it's available on Amazon right now if you want to look it up.
Nice.
Give Him the Biz by Leroy, Mr. Lee Williams. Give Him the Biz. Check it out. He's going to be there. If you got questions, man, this dude is such a wealth of information. And he's plugged. So sometimes you got to know somebody to know somebody. And he know plenty folks. He's well respected. He's well. Who we got next?
The one and only DOC.
I mean, what do I need to say? Besides, he has a biopic that I think it's in works with Netflix or whatever. It's about his life. Oof. It's going to be great.
That's going to be heavy.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. You know, I've had the opportunity to work with the DOC in a studio setting. And, you know, you hear about how it is. You understand what I'm saying? But when you're there, it's different. And if your game isn't elevated after working with somebody like that, then it's not meant for you, bro.
Mm.
Let's just keep it 100. It's not meant for you.
Yeah.
And at this stage, he recognizes some of the issues of Dallas. And he's also determined to stop letting people come to the city and just scoop up our talent and take them. Scoop them up and take them here. Like, we need to keep this right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm determined, whatever you need, let's go, because we're on a mission. And from starting Death Row and writing all that stuff for NWA and, you know, his own label, Silverback, and, you know, what's the guy's name? Oh, man, the rapper with all the white guy with the tattoos and...
Oh, there's a lot of them now. Machine Gun Kelly. Huh? From Garland? I don't know.
I forgot his name, man. And that's a damn shame. But he's huge and he's from here. And that was Doc's work. Doc put in the work to get him on.
Mm.
It's gonna come to me before we end this. But it's really about just combining the powers. Like, individually, we are grenades and shotgun shells and all of that. But collectively, we're a nuclear warhead. And we have to bring that together. We can knock a couple of people off with a couple of magazines by ourselves.
Right.
But we won't win any wars, bro. No wars will be won with the way that we've been doing it. And we got to be humble enough to say it hasn't worked. And be okay with that. You know what I'm saying? What we've been doing hasn't really worked. Every time we start to climb, a group breakup, somebody screwed me, or it's some beef and it's a shooting that happens, RIP Mo 3, or, you know, somebody screwed. It's
People commenting Post Malone. That's not how you're talking about, though, right?
That is what I'm talking about.
Oh, it is. Oh, shit. Well,
Post Malone.
Thank you, people.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Post Malone, thank you, whoever put that up there.
Yeah, Jason Hall and Michelle Swiss, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So with that being said, again, something great from the city. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Ooh, so it's like we don't have what it takes. It's just that we got to coalesce, man. We got to do something different, and we got to dare to be different. And I'm not saying that the expo is the end all be all, but
that's
definitely
a beginning, a
step in the right direction.
Oh yeah.
You know, we need to, you know, it's easy to shoot slugs on the internet from across the room or across the city. But when somebody is there, misunderstandings kind of go away. I've seen it all my life. You know what I'm saying? Either you're going to do one or two things. You're going to be a man or you're going to be a punk and try to start something. Please don't come, because I got insurance, but I call the police. I don't believe those silly, stupid rules.
Right.
by not calling the police. You're not about to mess up this venue. I do not care what you say. You know what I'm saying? Please. So with that being said, man, shout out to my city, Hamilton Park. You know, grow, get better. I'm definitely from the north, Forest Lane changer, but I'm a Oak Cliff, I'm a cliffhanger. I'm in Oak Cliff all day. You know what I'm saying? I live in the South Side. I just like being around Black people. So I surround myself and put myself in a situation where, you know, I feel comfortable and I want to be able to feel free to breathe and do what I need to do in order to be successful. And I want everybody to have that same energy and have that calmness so we can do something great. I need them to inhale, exhale, get up, and let's go put the work in. And once we start doing that, I feel like the city as a whole will change on the music and the artistic level, because it's a lot of us out there struggling to help everybody. You know what I'm saying? We're putting on these events, we're doing all kinds of stuff trying to help everybody, but it's not reciprocated because we're all doing our own thing, which is cool if we have some type of some semblance of unity in some form or fashion, because we're supposed to break away and do our own thing, but we never come back together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's like church, you know? Some people, it ain't got nothing really to do with religion. It's just about the being around people who are like—
congregation.
Yeah, the congregation.
Community aspect.
Feel good, yeah. And that's where you go and you recharge your battery to go back out there into the world. Well, we're about to have a resurgence of a recharging at this event, and we're going to get charged up and we're going to do some things that are right, and we're going to move forward, get this information, take it, use it. Use it to the best of your ability and be on the lookout for the next Slump Expo, which will be coming soon, because I've already, I got it in my brain already, like, you know, and there's so many people that I can bring and want to bring to have these workshops. Some things are just about workshops. Some people don't know about publishing. We need to bring those people in to do a workshop about publishing. You know what I'm saying? Let's do a workshop about Ableton or different ways of producing music. Let's do those workshops to help people elevate their game, you know, or how just to really do a chorus. Because if I hear another rap song and the singer sounds like they're scratching their nails across the chalkboard, like, so calling a deep, that type thing, like, I cannot take it anymore. And we have too many good vocalists and stuff that are here that can help make this thing happen. But I can't be mad at people for what they don't know. So once I give you the game, you got it. And only a fool ducks when truth is thrown at them. So I'm just chucking a whole bunch of information, hoping that you take it to the face. You know what I'm saying? You need to take it, you know, and that's what's up, man. Slump Expo, man. I believe in it. You know, like, I believe in my crew. I believe in the city. I know we're good. I used to think, there was a time when I, as a rapper, I used to think that literally we weren't good enough. You know what I'm saying? So we had to go extra hard. You know, we had to do things that are out of this world. And all of a sudden we go to New York. This is me and Massive. We go to New York at Malik Yoba's spot. And we're up there with some homeboys of ours, the Cowboys. It was Jaws, Paul, and BY. And we're up there nervous because we're in New York and we're thinking they don't really like us, you know, anyway. That's how, just how we felt.
Right. And,
we get up there and we kill it.
That's what's up.
First song, kill it. Next song, kill it. After that, everybody comes up to us, who y'all signed with, what's the label, you know what I'm saying? My man Ali Muhammad is there. He put us on the Vibe Black College Tour. It just, stuff starts to happen. And then, but one thing people said is, the stuff that you guys did sounded like you were already signed. And the reason being is, from Dallas, we realized we got to go up and beyond. We got to take it to the whole other level just to get noticed.
Right.
And our stuff sounds so good, but we haven't been rewarded or seen anyone rewarded. So we question and second guess ourselves.
Right.
And that's what's up. That's it, man.
And that can be a barrier, man. That's huge, man.
And that's a mental thing.
Yeah, everybody watching right now, yo, drop some comments. The more comments that come on this this podcast and this post, the higher it's going to stay up with them algorithms. You know, we battling algorithms out here nowadays. So everybody watching, yeah, drop a comment, say what's up. You guys liking the show, this, that, and the other, because this is going to stay up there. We need as many people to see this as possible so we can spread the word for all of our all of our artists in the DFW area.
And that's what's up. Hey, how do I see the comments? I don't see. I'm old school. I don't see them.
What, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Click on the actual video. They should pop up.
My bad.
You good? Just mute it. Yeah.
Let me mute that. Say, man, let me tell you something, man. I'm learning. Don't worry about it.
That's what's up.
Don't worry about it. But I was a kid that my grandmama called over to fix the VCR back in the day. So
right.
I
used to have
technology stuff. But
it's getting crazier.
So to be honest, man, again, the Look Theater is a great place. It's a great venue. And we're gonna set the tone at this expo. Like, we're gonna set the tone and we're gonna do exactly what I'm telling you we're going to do. And I expect the same energy from people that come. Like, come there expecting greatness and recognize that there are so many people that I wanted to put, you know, in this event, but then it hit me like, I gotta spread this out. You know what I'm saying? I literally have to spread this out because there's so many stories to be told and there's so many different experiences that people that I personally know within this city have gone through that they can share with everybody and put them in a situation where they don't make those same mistakes. And that's what I want to do.
You got it, man. You got a question, brother.
Yes.
All right. It says, it's from Jason Hall. He says, this is Truck from DDC. Is this event geared towards music or business in general?
Both. And, you know, Truck, I don't know if you were there at the beginning, but what I was saying was there are a lot of us that we're tied by music. That's our tie. I know Truck from rapping, from DDC. I know him that way. Truck might easily own a restaurant. I have no idea, bro. You know what I'm saying? And this is why we take our network to increase our net worth. So we're not all just there strictly about the business of being or producing a song. Some of us are there because we're there because of the tie music, and then we run into somebody and say, man, Payday, you do real estate? I didn't know that, bro. We're actually looking for a house. You know what I'm saying? Low key, you do video editing? Man, I didn't even know that, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Black, Alexander Kai, you on this comedy circuit, bro? I saw you I thought you was playing. That's real. When is the show? I need to come and support it. So really, more than anything, it's about the conversation. It's about getting in the room and we're taking the creativity from music, and by force and by just natural happensake, because we all didn't sell a million albums, we've had to channel our creativity into other things. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We've had to channel it into comedy, real estate, court kings, restaurants, t-shirt printing companies. My man King of Show got slapped. It's so much going on that we have done that's tied to music, and we're, you know, tethered by that, but it's on the periphery. You know what I'm saying? It's on the mm-hmm. outside, but we can still support those things also. But if no one knows what you got going on, nobody can support you.
It's true.
Period. So they only know you because you rap. You performed at Final Fridays with my man Viz and them. That's where you performed. They knew you was dope back in the day. You know what? You was dope. When they see you, all they thinking about is you rapping or you being a DJ or you producing. That's all they know you for. You understand what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. I mean, even if they're in different types of businesses, you know, whatever it is, I mean, that's where the creative minds get together and figure out, okay, how can we partnership? How can I help you? How can you help me type thing? You know what I'm saying? And that's what spawns all this, man. Let's see, we got Mike Danielson said he does real estate.
That's payday, by the way. Mike Danielson is
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
But yeah.
And
yeah,
truck owns Foundation Fresh. I don't know what Foundation Fresh is, but
Foundation Fresh. I didn't miss that. I don't know. I got that touchscreen. You know what I'm saying? Script, Eric Rogers, Ben Rogers, da da da. Let me give you a prime example also. I'll give you a prime example. 97.9, I think, is a station that Ben and Skin.
Yep.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Right. So
okay.
Rappers. Gotcha. They're rappers. They are sons of soul. You know what I'm saying? Skinny Fresh and Benny Sana, sons of soul. Used to be in the scene, in the Deep Ellum scene. Back in the day, we all used to hit the circuit together. You know what I'm saying? Performing, doing shows, rappers. I worked on Ben's album, the Grown album. I worked on that with Ben. And he did that, even though he had established himself at that time at the Ticket and then ESPN, but he still went and did an album. You know what I'm saying? Because that's his love and his passion. But he took that energy and he took that creativity and then he put it into a radio show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now they Skin, you see him on the sidelines all the Maverick games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a sideline analyst. That is hip hop, whether you like it or not.
Right.
And people are like, is this just about rap?
No, I mean, like, no, I could speak to that personally, right? That's where I started, rap. But you know, I've like integrated not only the rhythm of rapping to video editing, to doing documentaries, to even my podcast, even the flavor of it, you know, will always have a hip hop element to it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the foundation is. So,
and a lot of times we end up, this is what happens to us. We end up doing something like, we'll start learning to video edit because we want to do a video. You know what I'm saying? And then we ain't got the money to pay somebody to do it. So now we get the program and now we're learning how to do videos. And next thing you know, since I've learned how to do videos now, why don't I do some videos for somebody or do a documentary? And then that's where the channel starts. Yep. But where it all starts, I mean, the epicenter was hip hop, the love of it, wanting to do it. And that's how, I mean, I didn't go to school to learn how to do a website, but because I didn't have one and I needed one, now I know how to do a website. You know what I'm saying? And don't call me asking me to do a website. The answer is no. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's not what I'm here for.
Right.
Just because I can do it doesn't mean that I should do it or I even wanted to do it. I just had no choice. It's either you do it or you don't. And in doing that is how we form these other businesses. That's how it works, man. That's how it works. And next thing you know, somebody got, I don't know, like you said, they doing movies, they doing blog shows.
Yeah.
You name it, man. It just, next you know, they're managing a club. Why? Because they used to perform at a club and the guy that used to book them, he retired. And because you did it so much, and you know what I'm saying? And now next you know, you got a club.
Yep.
That's how it happens.
That's how it goes.
So,
man.
Truck, I know I kind of just was running and rambling, but that is the gist of my answer, which is it is about music, but everything isn't about music because people who do music need a place to live. They also want to drive a car. Most of them got bad credit. And, you know, some people want to eat. So people who did music are known for that. They have restaurants, they have clothing lines, printing companies, you name it.
Yep.
This is why, this is the bonds that tie us. And we need to respect them and we need to utilize them. And that way, you know, we're not on this island trying to reinvent ourselves because our rap career didn't go well. You know what I'm saying? Now we're trying to do something different.
Right.
Nah, bro. We don't have to do that.
Hey, man, you got me inspired to go pick up the pan again and start this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. But
that's what's up.
When it's all said and done, man, we just have to continue to just channel our energy into positive and productive things and create avenues and opportunities for everybody. And I wish somebody would have done for me what we're about to do on the 25th of March, starting at noon at the Look Theater at the Slump Expo. I wish somebody would have done that for me, you know, and put me in a room with certain people. And that will also tell a lot of people if you are who you think you are and if you're as ready as you think you are. Because when you get in the room with the dogs and the dogs come out, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you
really, yeah.
You start looking around and you don't step out there like you thought you were because you realize other people have put in work. Now, you can still step out there, but you need to really have a level of introspection to know who you are and where you truly stand amongst your peers. A lot of us are in our own little world and we don't know where we stand. We have no idea. So let's get a little, you know what I'm saying? Let's read your temperature. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if you're hot or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's see what you really are about. Or let's see how close you are and what you need to go to the next level, because I guarantee it's going to be there. I guarantee it's going to be there, bro. And that's what people need. That's all they really need to hear. You know what I'm saying? They need to hear that I'm ready. I'm close. I need this. That dude has it. Let me go talk to him. And don't be afraid. This ain't no junior high dance. We're not dancing holding hands. You know what I'm saying? We need to just go and do what we came to do and make things happen. And so, you know, either shit or get off the pot. And the Slump Expo, come on, man. The candy is there, man. It's so much there that can help shape everything. So let's just make it happen.
Yes, sir. Because I mean, there's going to be a lot of people like that are ready for something like this, but obviously they don't have the avenues to go see a DOC or Mr. Lee or, you know what I'm saying, to be around this type of energy. You know what I mean? It's going to, for some people like who are literally in their little box, for them to actually be able to come out here and get all this game, have the opportunity to meet other people like this might be the catapult for them. Like, oh, you know what? I knew I was good. Now I get this. Now I could take it to that next level. It might be that little boost of confidence that really helps them propel and get where they want to be. So if you're listening to this and that's sparking you right now, that, you know, it's resonating with you, that's a sign. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's go to the Saturday, March 25th, Slump Expo Dallas. Let's get it going.
Yeah, let's do it, man. And you know, again, Badu started out as a rapper.
Oh yeah, I heard it. Yeah, I know that.
You don't know where this is going. You know what I'm saying? I tell people, you don't know where this journey is going.
Right.
You just need to lace up your shoes and be committed to the run.
Right.
You don't know where it's going. So just be ready. Just be ready and understand that when it pops, it's going to pop. You just have to put yourself in a situation to be in the room when it happens. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be there. If you didn't go to work that day and that's the day that everybody pitched in $1 for the lottery ticket and that 7 people on your job won that $1 billion and your ass didn't go to work that day, you didn't show up that day.
Yep.
You'll win for you, baby.
That's on you.
That's on you. That's on you. But I'll loan you $5. And soon as I get my cut, I'm going to loan you $5.
I give you a clean $5. Else,
you got to show up. This is going to be great. Again, you can get tickets online. Just go to slumpexpo.com. Tickets are available. And the venue, they have a restaurant inside. They got a full bar. They got everything. So, you know, it's really nice. If you've never been to the Look Dine-In Theater right there in Dallas off Technology Boulevard where the old Grand used to be, and they refurbished it. Restaurant Row 35 and Loop 12, where that split is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that.
635. Yeah. It's nice, man. It's nice.
So for people out there, do they have to buy their tickets beforehand or can they buy them at the door?
I mean, you know what? Initially, I was saying it had to be beforehand, but I understand how people move. And those who purchase online, I'll just say this. They have preferred seating.
You don't want to be standing up for this one.
No, you don't. So those who do have the tickets, they have that, you know, I want to be able to put them in that area, you know, in, you know, that front area and that middle area. And I mean, it's a theater. So all seats are good, but some seats are better. You understand what I'm saying? And I just want to make sure those individuals that do take the opportunity to purchase their ticket ahead of time, that we reward them and for assisting us and in this venture. So I don't know. I'm reading. I'm kind of doing a little assessment, because, you know, I can upgrade to a larger theater. You know what I'm saying? It just really depends on the overall response. And I'm waiting to probably the end of this week to make a decision on if we go to the bigger, you know, the bigger one. But I really want to make sure that whatever we do, everyone can see, everyone has an opportunity to engage, and everyone is getting, is picking up these jewels that we're going to be dropping, because we're going to just drop them jewels on you. And as long as you don't take them to the pawn shop, you're good. I need you to take these and apply them to yourself. I need to make sure that you are a better version than you were before you walked in that door. And when you leave, I want you to feel empowered that you can take your career to the next level. And we're going to continue this. It's not a one-off. We're going to continue this. You know, Slump has developed an entirely another attribute to it. You know, we're underground, and the underground aspect of it is definitely the rawness. And that underground is that energy and that fight that we had in order to be great. And now we want to share some of the experiences that we had and how we got, you know, we got songs in the movie You Got Served, King's Ransom. We did remixes for Nappy Roots. Some of that stuff was hard work, but because of the hard work, we got lucky on some stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The hard work put you in certain rooms. And because we were in that room, real quick, quick story. Hard work got us in LA in the studio with Nappy Roots when they were recording their second album. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we get flown out there, and Mike Caron, the A&R, he signed T.I. and everybody. He has us in the studio with Nappy Roots. We're in there. They're recording their second album. They let us listen to their single that they're coming out with. It was called Round the Globe. It was their first single off their second album. Mm-hmm. We in the studio, I had no idea. We leave the studio. We're going to come back the next day. We leave the studio, go back to the hotel. My boy Massive stole the single, the CD, stole it. I said, man, what are you doing? He's like, man, I got it, bro. I got it. We go back to the hotel. Massive does a Slumped and Dump remix to it. He loads it in the computer. We chop it up, slow it down, slump it and dump it. You know what I'm saying? Put it back on CD. We go back to the studio the next day. He said, oh, man, here's y'all CD. They were like, yo, bro, we was looking for that. We didn't know where it was. Oh, here it is. And then he said, oh, and by the way, check this out also. Mm. Played them that. They lost their minds in the studio. You hear me? They was like, oh, my God, this is dope. We need that on the single. Is it pressed up yet? They're like, no, we go to press next week. Put that on the single. Immediately cut the check. You know what I'm saying? Atlantic cut us the check immediately.
Wow.
And that was press, and that's on the single. So if you look up Round the Globe by Nappy Roots, you'll see the Slump Master, Slump and Dump mix on there. That's just an example of, because we were in the room.
Right. Opportunity.
Opportunity presented itself, and it wasn't given, it was taken. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we went back, and we've been cool with them boys ever since. Recorded some songs with them and everything. But that opportunity right there, and that opportunity also goes with Trey Songz. We were signed to the same management company as Trey Songz. Mm-hmm. So, but we were the Slump Masters, we were the it thing. We went to New Jersey where our manager was, and Trey Songz was just a young kid in there. All he did was every day write songs and sing them. He would sit at a table just like this, had a microphone, and he would just write songs and record himself. I was amazed. Wow. I was like, this kid is dope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he had wrote some things for people. And, you know, he had done some work as far as writing, but when we had that deal on the table with Atlantic, right? And Atlantic was like, we want to sign you, but we can't because Sylvia Rome wants you guys on Elektra. And they're a part of the same Warner group. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, we can't bid against each other. So the parent company, we're all part of the same thing. So, you know, you guys, you know, you're getting your offer from Atlantic. I mean, from Electra. So when that happens, our manager at the time was like, yo, check this out. You know, and he's basically slides Trey Songz stuff across the table. A month later, Trey Songz had $1 million deal.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how it happens. Yeah.
That's how it happens, bro. That's exactly how it happens. And it's about preparation and being in the room when things, if you're there and you got something and you happen to be in the room, and let's say this doesn't work out, but mm-hmm. you got this other thing, it was genius, bro.
Wow.
It was genius. And so, man, I got so many stories that I could possibly tell, but I recognize that preparation meeting opportunity is greatness, bro. That's how it happened. That's yeah. it.
And so everybody out there, this is your opportunity. Coming to Slump Expo.
And we're not talking about just your average person. We want the average person there because that's where you find greatness. But right. we're talking about people in the room that are not on that speaking list, but just have just as much credibility and have the platinum plaques and the Grammys and all of that. They have it. They're just not on this particular panel of speakers.
Right.
You understand? But they're still in the room and you need to figure out who those people are. And I'm gonna shout them out. When I see them there, I'm gonna shout them out on the mic, because after after DOC does his thing, that's when the real mixer actually starts.
Mm-hmm.
You have a pre-mixer at the beginning. Then we do our presentations and our, people that are speakers, then they do their thing. And then that's when people have ingested everything, they invigorated. Now we're going to step back out and do the networking. And now it's really time to network. Because I sat there, I done got a little something, I'm ready. Oh, he said this person was here, what, he had the green shirt on? Oh, I need to go holler at them. This is how You know yeah. what I'm saying? And all we got to do is facilitate it. And once you get there, it's on and popping. Let's go. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
All right, everybody. So we got the link pinned at the top. If you're if you missed the live, it's going to be in the description as well. Give them some last words, man.
First of all, I like to thank you. I'm glad reconnected, man. Yeah. We literally like family. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad we reconnected. I love what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? When you first started this, you know, I was tagging everybody like, man, check what we got. Get on this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, we need to kick up some dust.
Yes.
A year ago, I had COVID. I didn't think I was going to make it. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally. And to get through that, bro, I mean, it's like a new lease on life, man. I feel like I'm unstoppable. And I'm also motivated by, you know, one of my Slumpville members, Uptight, who like 2 weeks ago had a heart attack. Mm. And he's young and, you know, he's still in intensive care and, you know, making his way back. But over the years, he has constantly berated me about coming out of this fake retirement, is what he called it. He was like, bro, stop playing.
Sabbatical.
We need to do that. You know, we did the Slumpville album. He was like, man, we need to release that Slumpville album, man. We got to do it. Aziz, this is hot, baby. We got to do it. He's constantly on me. Yep. And the moment that I say, okay, I'm back in, let's go. This happens, but he's still my motivation and he's constantly on my mind. I love you, Uptight. We're gonna send that good energy to you, man. Yeah, I know you're gonna make it through. And when you do, everything's gonna be laid out and ready because we got so much work to do. I'm thanking DOC, I'm thanking Mr. Lee, I'm thanking Willie Fresh, he's gonna be there on the one and twos. I'm thanking DJ Snake, I'm thanking IROC. I'm thinking the whole Slump crew, Massive. I'm thanking Mike Danielson, AKA Payday, because every time I need something, I can pick up the phone and Payday immediately, you know, he come through with it. I don't have a copy of no Slump stuff. You know who I call? Payday. He done archived everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's awesome.
And the slumpsouth.com it will be available on that day where people can go and all of the old underground slumped and dump mix stuff we did back in the day will all be available for free download because there's no need for us to, you know, just hold on to it. We just going to give it all away. It's all content. Hope people enjoy that. And my whole Slump crew, man, I love y'all, man. I'm glad that we are in a mix of doing things and low key, holla at me. We got stuff to work on. We got stuff to do. And Picasso, thank you for looking out for me the other day. We got work to do. Let's make Joey Saban. We had a good conversation today. Man, we got work to do. King Ashok, we got work to do. You know, everybody, we got work to do, man. And, you know, it's not a, there's not an I in team, but there definitely is a me. So we need to make sure that we do whatever we can to make this thing happen. And, you know, we're all on our own journeys, but together we're going to make this thing work, man. And I appreciate you guys and everybody that tuned in to talk about the Slump Expo. Y'all need to bookmark this. You need to like the page and you need to come back because the content on this particular show is awesome as well. So
appreciate it.
That's all I got, man. I've been running my mouth for.
Hey, man, it's good stuff.
You know what I'm saying? I can do this. Look, man, I'm a boy. Don't give me.
That's why I'm surprised you don't have a podcast yet. But that's a whole nother conversation.
I can't because you have one and Bobo has one and Low Key has one. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, like, I got you. I'm
connected. My people's got that.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, me and Team Cannon, we did have the block exchange before. You know, everything got real big. And if you ever go to Blog Talk Radio, you can still find our older
episodes. Yeah. I used to be on Blog. Okay. Yeah, I know that.
Blog Talk Radio, look up Block Exchange. Nice. And there's no E in it. It's just like an exchange. So look that up. Me and Cannon. And shout out to Don Cannon and everybody that I work with, man. It's a good look. I'm excited. The 25th Slump Expo, baby.
Yes. There it is. There it is, everybody. Next Saturday, March 25th, Look Dine In, Slump Expo Dallas. All right, we're out of here, everybody. Listen, if you're watching the replay, if you are watching the replay on Facebook, make sure you comment and share this. We need as many people as possible to see this because this is, look, he dropped almost two hours of just gems and stories and knowledge and just, he's just a library of information, man, for you guys to tap into. And if you're an artist, you're a businessman, you want to link up, you want to network to increase your net worth, yo, this is the place to be. All right, we're out of here, everybody.
All right, y'all be cool. It's been great.